John, as we are discussing the four C's of diamonds, let's talk about in this episode clarity.
Yeah, clarity is the most obvious one of the four C's.
Yes, it is, because the number of inclusions, the location of the inclusions within the gemstone, and the size of the inclusions are...
Versus the size of the stone, too.
Right, versus the size of the stone, because we know that the inclusion in the 1-carat stone that is a certain size and in a certain position will cause the stone to have 1 grade. That same size inclusion in a 5-carat stone, the 5-carat stone may have another clarity grade.
Right.
Because the...
Compared to the size
of the ratio, stone. Right. The ratio.
So it's a lot about placement, where the inclusions are. There's several types of inclusions. There's feathers. There's just carbon spots. There's clouds. There's a bunch of them.
Right. There's graining lines. I've seen all sorts of things.
Right. And the thing is, just where is it? You know. So most of the people that I'm working with for diamonds, if we're going to have an inclusion in a stone, we're looking for maybe an SI1 or something, or SI2. We're going to look for the inclusion off to one side so we can put it under a prong. It's
right.
Called ditch the inclusion. So,
well, you know, no, John, that's what a good setter will always do.
They always do that. They always do that. What is the best grade?
Well, the best grade is flawless. But that also, the flawless grade, takes into account the cutting of the stone as well.
Right.
To get the flawless grade. The next grade down from that is internally flawless. So in other words,
your
if the diamond skin has a little natural on the girdle edge,
right.
That can be internally flawless.
Or
there are no
facet.
Inclusion, right, or an extra facet with no inclusions within the stone. Then you have the VVS1, VVS2 grade. Those might be little white pinpoints.
You'll never see them with your naked eye.
You will never see anything in a VVS with the naked eye. Then we have the grading of VS1, VS2. Those stones are still very beautiful to the unaided eye.
Right, very
but
slight inclusions.
But once under a microscope, we will be able to spot those minuscule inclusions within the gemstone.
And they are minuscule.
Yes, for the most part they are. And sometimes it's a matter of where they are in the stone that takes a VVS2 and makes it a VS2. If it's in the center of the stone, as opposed to over on the girdle edge, it's playing a bigger factor
right.
in the overall beauty of the stone.
Absolutely.
Then we get to the SI, which is what mostly we see commercially used.
On the higher grade commercial. Yeah. SI1, SI2.
Right. And those stones are still very attractive, especially if they're well cut and of a high color grade as well.
Right. So if the inclusion's off to one side, you've got a great cut. Those 57 facets really make a camouflage for an inclusion.
Yeah, they do.
It's a wonderful thing. You cannot get away with an SI1 in an emerald cut. Forget it.
No.
It'll stick out like a sore thumb. So
that stone does.
Right.
Yeah.
So it depends on the cut.
And it does depend on the cutting of the stone.
Right.
And the size of the stone as well. How the inclusions play into the overall look of the stone.
Then we get into some real industrial I1, I2. That's
right.
When it's like
right.
you have a surface
and unfortunately,
breaking
you see that in a lot of commercial jewelry. That a lot of those stones are cast in the settings because they're not worth very much. They're just trying to get them into a piece of jewelry and get a look, not an outstanding quality.
Right,
and we certainly don't like to see people
spending money on
imperfect stones, but they are out there and they are in pieces.
Well, you'll
of jewelry.
See, you'll see them in large caroted like tennis bracelets. So you have a big diamonds going across a huge amount of diamond weight in a tennis bracelet. They're all going to be I2s, I3s.
They can be, and I've seen them also in VVS. But boy, do you pay a premium for that stone.
And how? And what do we call I3s anyway?
I3s are just, I had a friend in the business who used to call them drill bits.
That's it. That's what I was fishing for.
Okay. All right, John.
All right.
I think we've covered some things here in clarity.
Yeah. Yeah, we have.
Okay.
All right. Bye for now.
Bye.